All right, so Chevra, we're holding a few days away from Leil HaSeder. We just learned the Gemara Brachos Tesmon Aleph, V'achlu es HaBasar B'Laila HaZeh. You know, I think of the memories I have of Leil HaSeder. I asked my other shir this morning what memories they've had. And when I think of the memories that I have at Leil HaSeder, there's one in particular that's been etched in my mind for many, many years now. And it comes at the end of Magid. When we get up to the section, Rabban Gamliel, Haya Omer, the three things that everyone is obligated to say to fulfill the mitzvah, Pesach, Matzah, Umaror. And every year, year in, year out, you can ask anyone in my family who's been to one of our Siddarim, they know the same drama, the same theatrics, the same moves that my father pulls every year when we get up to Matzah Zu Al Shum Ma, Maror Zeh. Al Shumma. The halacha is Psachim Kuf Tezvav that when you get up to Matzah Zu, why do we eat this matzah? You pick up the matzah. Maror Zeh, you pick up the maror. Pesach, you don't, because we don't want to give off this impression that we are being Makdish a korban. So my father, with so much drama, would look at the Zroa, not touch anything, and then you get to the matzah, you get to the maror, start pointing and lifting, and somehow that scene, that moment, it just grips everyone at the table. You know, we start laughing about the theatrics, but there's something very deep there, something so compelling, so convincing. But the truth is, there's also something very curious and mysterious about that moment. Because why is it that we say the words matzah zu, this matzah, maror zeh, this maror? It's exceedingly strange. The Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoel, he points out that the word zu is completely gratuitous. It's extraneous. Mm-hmm. It means it's not necessary at all. You could just say, matzah, sha'anu ochlim al shoma. The matzah that we eat, why do we eat it? Why do you have to say matzah zu, this matzah? What, this matzah that's at your table, but not any other matzah that's in the world? This maror, but not any other maror? That word zer, zu, it's extra. It may even be misleading. Why not just say matzah sha'anu ochlim? Maror sha'anu ochlim. Al shumma. What's with the zeh? This. Yona? Yeah. If you zoom out, you turn to Shmos Perek Yud Beis, Parshas HaChodesh that we read a couple of weeks ago, there's a fascinating phenomenon. There's a pattern that if you're attuned to, it yells out at you, it screeches out. Every critical moment in the story of Pesach, Parshas Bo, every critical moment in the story of Pesach is associated with the word Zeh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. The month of Nisan is HaChodesh HaZeh. The Torah says that over and over again. What did we just learn? V'achlu es habasar balayla hazeh. This night, Leil Yodal, this night. And then the kicker, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that you and I are going to do in just a few nights. V'higadto levin charafi bayom ahu lemor ba'avur zeh. Ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li. Because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for me. He made the miracle for me. Some of the Rishonim, the Shibolei Haleket, they tie that phrase, Ba'avur Zeh, because we say, as also part of Magid, part of the Haggadah, we have Yochol Me'rosh Chodesh, right? The Drash and Chazal, the Medrash that says, Ba'avur Zeh, Bishah, Shematza Umaror, Munachim Lefanecha. When is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Only when matzah and maror are sitting before you. So some of the Rishonim, they tie together, they connect the dots. They say, why are we lifting up, pointing to the matzah and the maror? Because ba'avur zeh. This mitzvah is only when the matzah and maror is here. So what's the connection, Dani, between Pesach, between the holiday of Pesach, Chag HaMatzos, and the word zeh? So listen to this. For those of you who do Chumash Rashi, you know this. We've already seen it in a couple of parshas. The Gemara Menachos Chavtes says the same thing. Whenever the Torah uses the word Zeh, It means that we're pointing to something. It means you know it not only in your mind, but you can see it. You can feel it. So take, for example, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. He pointed to the moon, and he said, when the moon looks like this, that's when you're Mekadesh the Chodesh. Next, Parshas Kisisa. Zeh Yitnu, Kola Over Ela Pukudim. This is what the people should give. What's this? The Machtzis HaShekel. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointed to a Matveya Shel Ish. He pointed to a fiery coin to show Moshe Rabbeinu exactly what should be given. The same is true about the menorah and about a couple of other mitzvos. When the Torah says zeh, it means that we can point to it. We can feel it, we can see it, we can perceive it, we can experience it. So what is Yonah? What's the zeh of Pesach? Comes the Ramban al Torah, and he says like this, David, ba'avur zeh, asa Hashem li. Because of this, Hashem did for me. What are we to think of when we say that zeh? The pasuk zeh keli ve'anvehu. This is my God, and I will beautify him. I will glorify him. Because beginning with the month of Nisan and continuing with the mitzvos of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, and ba'avur zeh, sipur yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach is the holiday when the Jew doesn't only know about Hashem. He feels Hashem. He feels Hashem by his side. And that's why the matzah and the maror can't just be matzah shanu ochlin or maror shanu ochlin. It has to be matzah zo. Maror zeh shanu ochlin. Because the mitzvos that we do on the Seder night, they're not generic mitzvos. They're our mitzvos. It's a mitzvah that I can point to that bespeaks my relationship, my living, breathing connection with Avinu Shebashamayim. This one right over here, Matzah Zeh, Maror Zeh. It's those mitzvos that are the framework, the foundation for a personal, private, incredibly meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Pesach is the holiday of Zeh Keli. Zeh Keli. I feel Hashem. I feel that I belong to Hashem. I can call Hashem mine. Matzazu, Maror Zeh, holiday of Zeh. So it's no wonder, Akiva, it's no wonder that the Torah tells us the mitzvah of Yigata Levincha Ba'avur Zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to each and every one of us, you want your children to see what you feel? To see what you see, to feel what you feel? Don't suffice with telling them the facts, with telling over a story, saying over a vort. No. Tonight is a night of Zeh. Show them your Zeh. Let them see your personal, living, breathing, fiery relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your matzah, your maror. That's the key to Vigata Levincha. To passing down your Mesorah. It's the Zeh that's going to etch those memories of the Seder into the minds and hearts of our children, our grandchildren, generations to come. No wonder why that memory sits with me. Because it's a night of Matzah Zeh, Maror Zeh, a night of Zeh Keli Vanveu.